Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the 29th day of January, 2013. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And again, I've told the producers no guest today because I want to be able to play a lot of different clips and analyze them and take your phone calls. And we're going to open the phones up for first-time callers throughout the broadcast today. That's first-time callers, and I'll give the number out coming up in the next segment, and I'm going to try again, almost always fail, to go to them early in this hour. If you go up to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, our news website, you'll notice some of the headlines. DHS boss praises trampling a posse comitatus at National Police Confab. They had another Army Special Forces drill unannounced next to a school terrorizing people in Houston. The day before that, it was Miami, all part of martial law conditioning. Chinese Communist Party mouthpiece demands Obama disarm Americans again. Watson did a great job writing that article, but I think I'm going to, as editor here, just make the call that we need to add to that again. But this is the official People's Daily. Just amazing. A subsidiary of the People's Daily. Ron Paul, U.S. action in Mali is another undeclared war. Absolutely. Houston residents, I mentioned this, rattled by government gunfire and helicopters. And again, that's powerful, but when you read the actual article, it's the Army. The Army. In fact, here's the headline out of ABC News. Army drill scares residents on Houston's south side. Amazing. Just this stuff's happening every couple days now. But I thought black helicopters didn't exist. In fact, I was seeing the local Miami TV station video on YouTube yesterday. I meant to play it whenever got to it because we've been conditioned to accept it, I guess. It's not even news anymore. And it showed these black helicopters flying through the city and firing machine guns and all the rest of it. And people in the comments are like, I thought the black helicopters didn't exist. Because back in about 1995, when I first got on air on Access TV, people would call me and they'd say, man, we just had black helicopters here. They blew up a warehouse. And I'd say, now those don't exist. Come on. Because the internet didn't really operate very well then. But people would mail me, wasn't very prolific then, Johnny on the spot at that point, like it is now. I would be mailed local news articles out of South Texas, out of California, out of St. Louis, Missouri, out of you name it. And then I'd go on air just locally on TV and then just locally by 96 on radio. And I'd say, here's this newspaper reporting on 100 commandos blowing up the old police station. And this lady had a heart attack. And they actually had the local paper come out and say I was insane. None of it existed. Again, knowing their audience, said, do you believe the Austin American Statesman, big, respected newspaper, or that crazy guy on the radio? And so I kind of got obsessed with black helicopters, not because I was obsessed with the black helicopters themselves, but I became known by many as the black helicopter man. The media called me that on hard copy and extra, and I think Jay Leno called me the black helicopter man a couple times. And so I was like, no, the helicopters are real. So I started going to drills I was tipped off about by the Army. So I'd say on air, I'd say, Army, you know, folks at Fort Hood, next time you're doing a drill with the Fort Benning, Georgia, Night Stalkers or Delta Force or somebody, let me know. Well, needless to say, Army Special Operations did not like that, and that's when the dirty tricks began. Didn't matter, though. I got the black helicopters on tape. You didn't stop me. And now they're just everywhere. So that's a side issue. That's coming up as well. Big Sis addressed the big law enforcement association and said, we're going to use the Army on the American people. The number one threat is extremists. And she went on to say the extremists are the ones doing the mass shootings. So she's blaming constitutionalists for the school shootings now. Just an unbelievably degenerate piece of trash.
Do He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league for the freeway. Its fashion will ride as the cities fly by. The taillights dissolve in the coming good night. And the questions and flowers.
And there is no turning back on the run. What an enchanting voice. Hard to turn that off. Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we are here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's Robert Plant, if you don't know who it is, 1983. Song is Big Log. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 29th day of January 2013. Again, hard to believe the first month of 2013 is almost gone. Here's the deal. I run into so many people who say, we like what you're doing with the radio show and the TV show. We don't know what it is, but you've upped your game. You're more intense. You're more focused. You cover more news. It's just getting better all around. And I chalk that up to the times are so dangerous, the shadows are so long, nightfall here, that it's got me a little more focused, a little more serious, though we still have some fun. And, of course, the crew is upping their game as well. Our supporters have been helping us get the word out. So many new AM and FM affiliates, I have a couple more to announce today, are picking us up. And so we are very, very blessed that in this time of corruption, for every action, there is a equal and opposite reaction. And we are that reaction. So the one thing I haven't really gotten better at, and I say this almost every day because I'm like in a rut, it's a pattern I follow, is that when I do say I'm going to your calls, I don't tend to do it. Because I've got so much incredible news here that I tend to just go off into all that instead of taking the calls, that so many times call in and mention news items I'm not aware of or that I forgot to cover. And quite frankly, when I'm listening to rebroadcast, I think that's some of the best and most informative radio we do. So here's the deal. First-time callers today, all 3 hours. First-time callers, ladies and gentlemen, any issue you want to raise, any topic you want to bring up, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've got a bunch of special reports we're going to be premiering here on air as well. One of them is satirical, speaking of having fun, but it's not fun. I mean, I had an idea last Friday, and I'm going to air this at the bottom of the hour. While we were shooting the news and things at about 6 o'clock at night, I said, you know what? I've got more articles of people being arrested or threatened with arrest for bubble guns, Hello Kitty, you know, things, super soakers, bright orange Nerf guns in their front yards, panics, just incredible stuff. In fact, there's another article today where a guy put on Facebook him holding his one-year-old and had a BB gun in his hand. I mean, I can't tell you how many family photos we've got where I'm sitting in grandpa's lap and he's got a shotgun. I mean, everybody's taking the Old West photos. At least most people I know have been in their houses. They've got them. I remember being in Tombstone when I was about 7 years old, my parents. And we went and sat down as a family. And my dad had a shotgun and my mom had a pistol in her hand. And, you know, you put on the Old Western clothes. This guy had an unloaded BB gun, put it on his Facebook, and got SWAT teamed and arrested. And I read all the time, I know you see it in the news, where it's always the same MO. Some old vet lives out in the country where the edge of the city's growing, and they're cleaning guns in their garage, and the SWAT team comes and arrests him and says he's arrested, he had 25 guns. They're all legal, but we call this an arsenal. Well, then how'd you arrest him? It's a hysteria. And I had the idea to have us all get in the conference room and to act like they're having a meeting about the news, because we do have meetings about what's coming up the next week and what we think we want to focus on and ideas. It's kind of like a newsroom pitch to the editor. You know, we have those a couple days a week. A lot of times we have them in the hallway. You know, we'll just have, discuss things we're going to be working on and ideas. So we did it in one take, and it's been pretty popular. Alex Jones goes on Rampage with Bubblegun. But a lot of people said, yeah, this is really funny. Thank God it's not like this. No, you don't understand. It's based on real people being SWAT teamed for playing with Nerf guns in their front yard. I mean, I've seen reports where a kid has a slingshot in their backyard and the police are called. Or a little kid says bang, bang, you know, in the pickup truck driving by somebody and the police are called. It's about saying we're all suspects, we're all bad, we're all corrupt. Everybody is under suspicion except for the government. You see, in a free society, the government is under suspicion. It's kept small. It's kept on a short leash. In a tyranny that is the norm throughout history, and I make that point because it's hard to have liberty. You better work for it. And you get liberty and you get prosperity. You become decadent and go back into slavery. That's the only problem with liberty is it produces so much wealth that, well, people's kids become spoiled brats. And then their kids become tyrants. So we shot this video, and a lot of people thought, oh, this is really funny how people are freaking out about guns, but this is a bubble gun. No. This is based on real stuff that happened. So I'm going to air it here on air. It's even more funny with the video, but I'm going to air it coming up. The video is up at Infowars.com. It's already rolled off the front page into the featured news archive, or just click the top stories link. Up at the top of Infowars.com, and that will take you there. There's also the tiles up top, and it's also in the tiles. In fact, if you guys punch up Infowars.com, I'll actually show people that are watching on television that they can see that. Or if it doesn't work on this computer, we can just punch it up right there. Yep. Yeah, exactly. If it ever doesn't work on here, we can just do it in there. It's Infowars.com. Okay, anyways, if you're watching, you can see right here, top stories is always a good link to go to for stuff that scrolls off. That's the featured news archive, and the red link is the archive area right there for all of the news feed. But we're going to be playing that piece coming up. Now, going over this, DHS boss praises trampling a posse comitatus at National Police Confab. That's Janet Big Sis Napolitano. Chinese Communist Party mouthpiece demands Obama disarm Americans again. This is an official sub-publication of the People's Daily, the official Communist Party piece, mouthpiece. Ron Paul, U.S. action in Mali is another undeclared war. No kidding. Houston residents rattled by government gunfire and helicopters. By the way, by the Army. Now, here's ABC News. Army drill scares residents on Houston South Side. And again, they just had the Army drill 2 days ago in Miami. So Sunday it's in Miami and Monday it's in Houston. And we're now getting reports of other unannounced Army drills where they set buildings on fire, blow things up. What they do is they covertly lease a facility. A lot of times it's the police department or part of it, and then they attack it. And in the role-playing, they train to take on the American people. Now, I would tell you this 15 years ago, 10 years ago. I would show you the documents, the proof. People said there's no way that's real. Now, what's really happening here is you're just being acclimated. They have huge bases, facilities everywhere. I've talked to the emergency managers who were let in on what's happening. I've talked to the Army officers. I've talked to all of them, you know, from every different angle and facet of this. And it is to acclimate the military, the police, and the public that it's normal to have troops on the streets. And we have an article out today by Kurt Nimmo. DHS boss praises trampling a posse comitatus at National Police Confab. And I actually have her remarks printed off. It's also linked in the article. And she talks about the new threat is gun owners and the same story, the extremist. And she goes on to say extremist and mass shooting. So there are no cases of what they call anti-government people in the last 15, 16, 17 years I can think of, and Oklahoma City was a bombing, and that was staged, where a patriot or a returning veteran has gone in and shot up a school. But they are now deploying the army. That's what happened in Houston. It was a drill at a school to fight active shooters, as if the police couldn't do that. And they are deploying the army at the Kentucky Derby, the army in all these big cities, the army at the airports, the subways, the Marines. In my film, Road to Tyranny, we show countless clips of this that we shot in the film. I'm just giving you sources to look it up, the 2007 film Endgame. I'm in New York, and we're in a restaurant about 10 o'clock at night, and they go, hey, the army's running around outside. So we go outside, and the army is dancing and partying across the street with a bunch of professional wrestlers. I mean, it was like clownish because Madison Square Garden was right there. Professional wrestlers were getting off buses going in, and there were these white vans. Well, you can see the video. And they see me and start cussing, and they've got, I know they're supposed to carry Berettas. They look like blued slash stainless steel 45s to me. People said, Alex, that's ridiculous. You know, don't, instead of just looking at the video, they go, don't say it was 45s because they carry Berettas. I know that. But they look like 45s to me. They run over and start cussing and get in my face. I said, come on. I mean, that's the point we're getting to. We're the Baghdad people. See, this is an occupation. Now, the average person, that's when the army is used against us. Now, who's the army training to fight? The veterans who they know are older and more seasoned who are going to wake up. So I haven't even gotten to the news. We're going to go to your phone calls first, and then I'll just get into all of it. It's all off the charts, and it's all online right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You rarely see anything truthful coming out of Al Jazeera. It's a globalist propaganda front. But they interviewed the president of Iceland, the only country to not collapse under banker austerity. And they asked him why. And he basically said, we arrested the bankers because it wasn't our debt. See, they've signed us on to $644 trillion. That's a three-year-old number out of the Washington Post. Of the 1.5 global quadrillion, it's $1,500 trillion. And they tell us we owe $16 trillion and that we're bankrupted. By the way, Governor Rick Perry is set to give a press conference in a few minutes calling to give $12 billion in the rainy day fund. I'm going to cover this coming up. Back to Texans. That'll just be a free check to everybody. So everybody thinks he'll be a popular guy to vote for president. He's a globalist, and I'm going to explain why coming up. Why not give us the money in the comprehensive annual financial report slush funds? Oh, the public doesn't know that over 70% of the tax money goes to offshore private banks, and you can even get reports from your own state and local governments on it. Folks, you're living in a matrix of deceit. It is mind-blowing. All right, I promise to go to your calls. We're going to take a lot of them today, interspersed with the news and all the clips. Let's go ahead and talk to Travis in Indiana. You're on the air. Welcome.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I had some friends talking about some explosions that were happening here in Indianapolis a couple weeks ago. And when I did some research online and looked into it, I found this YouTube video. I sent it to Show Tips. I just wanted you to look at it, analyze it, and let me know what you think it is.
Well, they're having military drills in basically every city. They have about 1,000 a year we know of. Some of them where they have the Boy Scouts helping do door-to-door gun confiscation simulations, and I have that on film. And see, even in the New York Times, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. The Boy Scouts train to take your guns and do other things now. But I see in the comment you said military drill sent video. What's on the video?
The video is it's like some lights or orbs in the sky, and then it looks to be some sort of like a fire trail, almost like a missile. And when you hear it, it sounds almost like a missile, and then the impact sets all the car alarms off. The dogs start going crazy. It's just out of this world.
Yeah, well, send it again to showtips at InfoWars.com. Sometimes we miss stuff. If we don't respond, send it again and let us know it's urgent. Thank you so much. I'll look at that video. Send it again right now if you can. Look, since you bring this up and since I got back into black helicopters, because I realized yesterday I mentioned the Miami assault drill, and I mentioned that the Army was involved in Houston again yesterday. I was the leading expert on this, again, just because my listeners in 95, 96, when I first got on air, would call in and say, you know, my cousin lives in St. Louis, and there were 15 black helicopters there, and they burned a building down. And I'd say, okay, get them to mail it to me. And it would come in the mail, and it'd be the local paper, and it would say, residents claim they saw black helicopters and troops. A building did burn down, but nothing happened. And I'd go, okay. And then people started sending me video. It's in my films. You'd see black helicopters, guys coming down off ropes, stuff blowing up. And then I'd cover it, and people would say that doesn't exist. And then Delta Force crashed in Houston. People got killed. Soldier of Fortune wrote a story about it. Houston Chronicle said it didn't happen and didn't exist. So it's a way to see, will the media play national security with the military-industrial complex? Can they have, I mean, I've seen drills where they have 1,000 or more Marines in a small Alabama town walking around in people's yards. And husbands come out and say, what are you doing? They just put handcuffs on you and take you to jail. And then that's not in the news. It's all just to see what they can do. And they've done countless drills. I staked one of these out in Corpus Christi, and that did get in the paper by like 99 or so. They started covering it because WorldNet Daily was covering it at the time, and no one could ignore it. And I was feeding WorldNet Daily videos and photos. Who was their writer then covering it? It was like, I think David Bresnahan was his name. And that's the frustration. You know, you're there. You're in San Antonio. The police chief says Delta Force came in here with a bag of money to buy me off. And then I have the video, and people say that's not really the police chief. Or we're down in San Antonio and MPs come up with guns and take our cameras away. I mean, that happened to us. And then the media says you're insane, it doesn't exist. It's all an acclamation for martial law so that they can missile attack or assassinate whoever they want, kill whoever they want. And everybody's just been taught, hey, you didn't see those black helicopters. That's a conspiracy theory. That's crazy.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on
the edge. You see, because the public doesn't research legislation or read publications put out by MIT and RAND Corporation, they just hear a guy saying, hey, there's black helicopters doing urban warfare drills. And people say, well, that's not true. The media makes fun of that. That doesn't exist. You're insane. In fact, I happened to come across a Democratic Party operative radio show yesterday, and I was sitting there in the car listening for about 15 minutes, and they were talking about how crazy I was and that I believe that the Federal Reserve is private and that I believe, I'd mention the name, but I don't want to give them attention. That's how small they are. And that I'm tempted to get the author on. They had an author on with them who's written a book about how we're all crazy. And that I believe in black helicopters. I read about, let's not exaggerate. I scan over probably 400 articles a day. I probably read 100. And every week for 17 years on air, I have been mailed or read online mainstream news about urban warfare and black helicopters. And then people sit there with a straight face going, we define reality. The Federal Reserve isn't private. There are no black helicopters. There is no world government. And I'm like, but I have 15 clips of world leaders calling for world government. I have a whole stack of news here. And ABC Nightline was here 2 years ago. And I knew they were going to say that because they told me some of the questions before they got here. And I brought them in there. I've told the story 100 times. And I said, here's the clip of Herman Von Rumpy. Here's Gordon Brown. Here's David Rockefeller. And I showed him a couple clips. He goes, I don't need to see any more. That's a different world government than what you're talking about. And that's why then 30 minutes later, we left here to go shoot another interview at a park down the street. And I said, well, you first said world government doesn't exist. Now you're saying it's a good thing. And he goes, I don't even agree they're forming a world government. And that's why I said, well, that's why you're discredited. But see, they edited all that out. I said, well, I just showed you all the videos and all their admissions and their definition of world government. You can't tell me they're not getting rid of Posse Comitatus to put troops on the streets. Now it's all happened, you notice. You can't tell me that they're not going to set up TSA checkpoints. It's now happening everywhere. You can't tell me they're not going to keep raising all the different taxes till we're bankrupt. But again, they sit there with confidence as confidence men and go, there's no world government. There's no black helicopters. And that is so fundamentally frustrating because if the general public was informed, even when the black helicopters come and attack your city to condition you, the media, when they now admit it, will go, well, they're just here for our safety, but they'll never say, I guess the black helicopter people were right. You've all heard the term black helicopter people. Anybody that doesn't trust government, that's called common sense, you're a black helicopter person. And if you ever saw one, or ever one ever flew over your house, as happened to so many people, you know, with infrared sensors scanning your home, or ground penetrating radar, which they now admit they're doing. We knew they were doing it 15 years ago. They now admit it. Well, now you're a black helicopter person if you don't like the black helicopter. Before, you were a kook if you said they existed. But instead of, oh, you were right about everything, tell us what else is happening. You were correct. We apologize. Instead, it's you're bad. In fact, you're even worse than you've ever been. Because people think that if they're just delusional and tell themselves everything is okay, it's going to be okay. No, it's not going to be okay. And I've got Janet Napolitano saying the number one threat again at the big police chief and sheriff's association meeting that all the other globalist leadership was at, the people that have conquered this country through fraud and propaganda, they're there brainwashing the police. And we have it linked in Kurt Nimmo's article. DHS boss praises trampling of Posse Comitatus at National Police Confab. Yeah, trampling of the 10th Amendment as well. And her speech is, well, we're merging the federal government with the local government. We're working together well, and we're now ready to face the number one threat, gun owners and extremists using guns. There are no militia patriots. You don't see it anywhere. I mean, what, there have been a couple, I guess, of events where cops pull somebody over with warrants who says they're a sovereign citizen and the cops get shot. I guess there have been a couple of those events, but statistically incredibly rare. No mass shootings at schools, but she ties it into that. And they got four TV shows now coming out or airing in the next month where there's militias that are the new terrorists. It's not Jack Bauer's got to torture people because Habib is a terrorist. Oh, that's a foreigner. Torture him, according to the media. No. Now it's it's that veteran down the street. He's a terrorist. So it's a full rollout with military drills and checkpoints intensifying to a level we've never seen. Armored vehicles, urban assault vehicles, huge surveillance trucks breaking into our phones, Google cars driving around spying, Homeland Security grants in every major city, putting microphones and cameras in the buses and even in the cabs with government grants to listen to you and record everything you're doing. Oh, government grants after the shootings for gunshot detectors that are really shotgun mics to listen to everybody. This is happening at an accelerated rate. Let's go to your phone calls. Scott in Vermont, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Good to talk to you again. A couple quick ideas to throw at you about Tom Hartman and the Obama phone lady. That was a great show, and I tried to call in with this. My idea was that InfoWars puts together a video exposing how Obama and our Pentagon and Leon Panetta, throw that in there about how he's admitted that Congress is basically ceremonial, showing how he's killed over 3,000 innocent people in Pakistan and Yemen, many of them children, with the drones. And you can have Michelle come back and narrate the video. And the name of the video, and at the beginning she can announce the Obama drone in that funny voice of hers, where she did the Obama phone thing. But Tom Hartman, You need to get on his show, or you've had him on your show once before, I think, and you need to do that again and rip into him about the he's been demonizing the militia as being racist in origin and twisting the whole meanings of the Second Amendment and the Constitution.
No, they all go off a PR sheet that gun owners are racist, they're going to kill everybody, and I'm fully aware of it. I mean, it's the same sheet of music. These guys are going off talking points. You might as well just get the sheet and repeat it to yourself over and over again. Listen, I appreciate your points there. Thank you for the call. Yeah, we're going to get an icon of Paul Revere up at the top of Infowars.com the next day or so. It'll be a little horse with a bullhorn, you know, a tri-cornered hat, Minuteman riding a horse with a bullhorn. And you'll click on that, and it will take you to Infowars.com/contest. You've now got 3 months exactly today until April 30th to get your film, whether it's a short film or long film, produced and emailed to Paul Revere at Infowars.com and to then also print off and sign and agree to the contest rules. And you can win $100,000 first place. But it's not about ideas for us. I'm not going to make the film. And I see so many people saying, I wish I had a film degree. I don't have a film degree, folks, and my films have been seen, let's be conservative, all my films and special reports, 600 million times. I just said that number, and I can't even believe I just said that number. And by the way, that's conservative. 600 million times on YouTube alone. 600 million times. The special reports, the films, all of it. Conservatively. Last night I was going through people's channels that post the show, and there were hundreds of them that had a couple million views per channel, all my stuff. And then one of our big channels right at 300 million. And then other channels, we've got 50 million, 40 million, 20 million, 10 million, 18 million, 17 million. I mean, it's unbelievable. 600 million is a conservative number. So what I'm doing is I'm turning you loose, and the real prize is not winning $100,000. It's fighting the globalist. Even if you don't win, you win by getting involved. You win by taking action. You win by resisting. And then the real prize is we're going to hire crews or produce crews, that is, produce films out of the top people. Do you understand that, folks? This is a big deal. This is a big deal. This is, who is the next great documentary filmmakers? Okay, because I'll be frank with you. I'm up here a lot of days till 6, 7, 8 at night, and then I'm working when I get home. I'm working on the weekends. I'm not complaining about it. It's just that I don't have time. I will not just make, and I've made some powerful films, but they're clips of this, clips of that, clips of interviews I did, some scenery. If I ever do another film, I want to do one where it's full production, and I really, because I love film, I really want to make a powerful cinematic film. I'm not going to sell wine until it's time, as Orson Welles used to say. We will sell no wine until it's time. I got great crew making many documentaries, making great reports. We're getting better and better. We're reaching more people. I want to turn you loose. So go to Infowars.com/contest and join Operation Paul Revere now. Let's go to, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Is it Bessemembra? Bessembria in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful. I don't want to get tongue-tied or get messed up here, but I just wanted to go back to Chapter 12, page 225, and behold a pale white horse. And in the insert right here says, the government encouraged the manufacture and importation of military firearms for the criminals to use. This is intended to foster a feeling of insecurity that would lead the American people to voluntarily disarm themselves by passing laws against firearms, using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in a process called Orion. The CIA inculcated the desire to these people to open fire on schoolyards, thus inflame the anti-gun lobby. This plan is well underway, and so far it's working perfectly. The middle class is beginning the government to do away with the Second Amendment. This book was written in 1991. Okay? The murder of Rabbi Meir Kahn, the Stockton, California massacre, the school shootings in the women's school in Canada, every one of the shooters were all mental patients on the drug Prozac.
And then after that book was written, it was Buford Furrow, all of them. He had an address at an Air Force base, was on drugs. About 99% of the time, they're on psychotropics, and most of the time, they're being handled by government psychiatrists. And yes, a bunch of these are wind-up toys. They find a mentally ill person. I'm no psychiatrist. I could go out in Austin, hypothetically, I'm not saying I'd do this, or they'll spin it and cut it out of context. You or I could go out and find a schizophrenic, give them all the money, drugs, whatever they wanted, and convince them to go shoot people. Guaranteed. But they wouldn't do a very good job of it, so you'd have to have somebody there dressed the same to really do the shooting, then you shoot the schizophrenic in the back of the head. Or they're so drugged up and you give them amnesiacs, like Sirhan Sirhan or the Batman shooter of Aurora, and they won't even remember who they were.
And I mean, and that's the thing, and that's what I was telling your whoever answered the phone this morning. I just started a new page through my Facebook, and it's called America Fights Back. I got a message from Facebook telling me that if I don't chill out with my tone with the stuff that I'm posting on my page, they're going to deactivate my account.
No, absolutely, ma'am, and I appreciate your call. Send us a copy of that message to showtips@infowars.com. Darren McBreen documented this. We've gotten these. We will send out, we sent out Navy SEALs groups, little meme. A meme is, again, just a little photo with a short message, and it was, you know, we got bin Laden, which itself is baloney, but, you know, we got bin Laden, and then, or we got baloney, and then you didn't save us in Benghazi. And Facebook deleted a bunch of accounts, suspended accounts, and told us, you will not send that out. And it was actually one of our listeners had posted it on our account and sent it out. But, mild pro-Second Amendment. Facebook is a joke. People say, well, then why are you on it? We're using the enemy operation, the enemy combine, the enemy system, the enemy data relay to jack into their matrix and try to warn people inside of it. And that's what it is, folks. This is a war. And if I can seize their weapon systems and use them against them, I'll do it all day long. And this isn't a game. The globalists are hardcore criminals coming down on us. William, in California, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, wow, this is fantastic. I finally get to talk to G.I. Jones. I just wanted to call you and let you know what a positive impact you've had on my life. A couple years ago, I had given up on everything. This country, my family, everything. And I didn't believe you. I've been watching your show for about 5 years now. I didn't believe anything you said. A couple of years ago, I started taking your Tangy Tangerine. I started really paying attention to the reports you do, and it's changing my life completely. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm disabled. I've been disabled since birth, and we're not all, you know, mind-controlled drones. We're not all idiots, and I just wanted to tell you, thank God you're here, and thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir. That means a lot to me. Look, I became aware of this stuff as a mainline libertarian, mainline Republican who was upset about Waco and Oklahoma City. And then I saw all the urban warfare training, which the media said didn't exist. And I learned, wow, the media knows this is going on and is lying. This is a takeover because I'd read history books. I knew what a takeover looked like. And now we're deep into the takeover. They've already robbed the accounts, the dollar, the future. The stock market's hopped up because it's on cheap dollars. It's really worth about half of what it was a decade ago. And this is real. I mean, that's all I can say to people is very bad people are in control. But there are good people in corporations and government who don't know what's happening. If we give them the rest of the story, they won't be compartmentalized and this conspiracy can't succeed. It is vital to decompartmentalize police, military, bureaucrats, and others. But don't just count on government. We in the private sector have to assault the corrupt system with the truth. We have to be aggressive. I mean, look, if they're really putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and deadly fluoride in the water to brain damage us, and if the White House science czar writes books bragging about it, which he has, like Eco Science, we should be angry, shouldn't we? Well, you know what? I am angry. This is a normal response. In fact, the more and more I think about Piers Morgan, I'm so glad I was mean to him, and I wish I would have been meaner to him. Being nice has gotten us into this position. I wish I would have said more that he was a hatchet man and a globalist front guy for eugenics. So God bless you. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I completely agree. I just wanted to tell everybody, I live on a $900 a month income. I spend as much money as I can on Infowars.com. Last month, I bought almost every one of your shirts. I bought every one of your hats. Anything, I'm going to join the Paul Revere contest. I'm going to do anything. I'm considering moving to Austin just to be closer to your operation and do whatever I can.
Well, God bless you, sir. But remember, wherever you are is an important area to fight the tyranny. And I wish people that didn't have money would not try to support us. It's the folks out there that still have money. You better support liberty or you're going to lose everything.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
The globalists say that Legoland Jabba the Hutt set is anti-Muslim. It's not meant to make sense. It's meant to get you trained to be guilty whenever they say you're guilty. And to say, do whatever you want. Raise my taxes, I'm not racist. Take my guns, I'm not racist. Okay, you're going to arrest my 7-year-old for playing with a Nerf gun in the front yard? That's reasonable. A dad poses with a gun, a BB gun on Facebook, arrest him. We got a jury, we'll put him in jail for something. It's not illegal to film police in public, still arrest everybody. I mean, do bureaucrats and people on their little petty power trips, are you smart enough to understand that if the globalist will invade Iraq and kill a million plus people just to control the oil and actually cut off the supply of it to jack up prices, there's more than one way to make money off something. Do you think they care about you? If the government 12 years ago stole the death benefits of the entire military, and it was a minor footnote in the back of the newspaper, do you think they care about you? See, if there's no checks and balances for the general public and for other people, there's not going to be any checks and balances for you. There's no lobby for basic liberty. The only reason we still got guns is because there's a gun lobby. And there's money to be made by select corporations off gun sales. The globalists have always sold weapons to everybody, and so they're kind of schizophrenic on the issue of guns because they want total control, but they also like to sell guns. The only reason we've still got a Second Amendment is because our forebears fought for it. It's been tribally handed down as a tradition, and you've been active, and it's something you physically understand. You know your gun, you know your right, so you still got it to a certain extent. But you don't know about the 10th Amendment, so it's gone. You don't know about the 4th, so it's gone. You don't know much about the 1st. You know it's about freedom of speech. I'm talking to new listeners. You know it's about freedom of religion, assembly, protest, redress of grievances. Government can make no law respecting religion. That's why Southwestern Indians can take all the hallucinogens they ever want and nobody can arrest them because it's part of their religion. You don't have to agree with it. I don't have to agree with it. But they've got freedom of religion. So the Supreme Court ruled back in the 50s the Hopi Indians could take peyote because that'd been their religion for thousands of years. So how is government then regulating churches and saying they can't be involved in politics or they can't say they're against gun control? That's all a hoax. It's all a giant hoax. It's all illegal to have troops on the streets. It's all illegal to have warrantless checkpoints. And remember, I told you over and over again that was coming and I was a kook. It didn't exist even when I had the documents. Now it's here. Now will you believe me about the next phase or we lose everything? I'm going to come back and go to more of your calls and then I'll get to that Hello Kitty bubblegum piece we did. It's satire, but it's not really satire because it's what's really is happening. I'm going to get to Switzerland and some of the things that are happening there with the Davos Forum and what the president of Iceland has done to the banksters. Really key clip there. Big next 2 hours coming up. Briefly, you heard the last guy who's disabled, and he says, I support the info war by buying your ball caps, your T-shirts, even though I don't have the money. You know what? I'm going to tell somebody like that, it's good to get a T-shirt. because then you can wear it and meet like-minded people and educate folks when they ask what is InfoWars. But I'm going to tell you, some of our biggest supporters are people who don't have anything. And we do have great products and things. So if you're going to buy the products, buy them from us anyways. But you know what? The middle class, the wealthy people, you're going to lose everything if you don't start supporting the real media. And it's up to people like that to buy 100 copies of a film and hand them out or to do things like that. And they are supporting us. So that's how we're able to do what we do. But be sure and support us at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I've gotten into a cross-section of some of the most important news, but I'm going to drill into it more in-depth at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll continue with calls. We're going to premiere a couple of video pieces here in a moment as well and get into what's happening at Davos Forum. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to more of the callers here. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
You can't have no power and
Wow. Now, folks don't know, radio's delayed like 10 seconds, so that always happens. Or he's listening on an iPhone app or something. Hey, John, you there in Texas, buddy? You want to talk about drones and terror?
Sorry. Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that. Somebody stopped me here.
It's okay. We don't need to have a long discussion about it. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, sir. I was going to ask you if you saw the Nova special on drones. It was all aired about a week ago. And I just thought the way they were dehumanizing people by calling an attack on someone over, I mean, it was in another country, but they were practicing here. They called the attack splashes. And I just thought, what, you know, they're dehumanizing people with that.
Well, no, of course, all the terms were human resources. We're flashes. We're not even the target. We're a flash in the pan. All of this, and then they've got Prince Harry in the news every day. He could taste the blood. He loves to kill. It's like a game. He's such a man. They're training us not to have empathy with each other so that the new robot armies, and that's not just me saying that. The British Ministry of Defense came out and said, yeah, these are going to be the robot wars. Our tax money, it's not just in the sky. It's drone submarines, drone ships, drone tanks, drone cars, drone trucks, drone insects. This is why government's so arrogant, but they know our projectile weapons, because there's billions of us, hundreds of millions here in the U.S., will be able to resist them. They've done the actuaries, so that's why they want to get our guns before they turn Skynet loose on us.
Sure. Well, it was actually Splash. I'm sorry, it wasn't Flash. They called it a Splash, and I thought, wow. They're just dehumanizing the targets while they're sitting over there.
Yeah, no, I've seen the nomenclature. There's a bunch of terms they use. In fact, I mean, a lot of articles have been written about it. Let me look up, what do they call a drone kill? I thought it was something else entirely. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, no, they were showing these young men sitting over there in their Air Force uniforms in these little air-conditioned pods. I forgot what Air Force base it was. But they're just sitting there controlling it like a video game. And they said, oh, that's a good splash right there. And it was a human being blown to bits. And they actually showed some of the videos from, I think it was Iraq or Afghanistan. I'm not sure which. But, you know, Nova was just going along like, oh, yes, this is just so wonderful. And I did have another point I wanted to ask you. If you've ever heard of a man named Waleed Shubat?
No, I haven't.
He wrote a book called God's War on Terror, and he's a former Muslim terrorist. And anyway, I just thought he would be a really good interview for you to have him on. He basically, the conversion that he had to Christianity was amazing. I mean, because he was a full-blown, I mean, he was, you know, killing people for Islam. But you really ought to read that book, God's War on Terror.
No, I hear you. I will certainly look into it. Thank you for the call, and God bless you, sir. Glad you got on. For TV viewers, if we punch up my search here, I typed in autonomous drones, and you can see something new to worry about, murderous autonomous drones. Here's NextGov. Autonomous drones pose no technology changes or challenges for the Navy. U.S. military test first autonomous drone. Folks, they've had autonomous space plane drones in the skies since the 60s and 70s. I mean, this is just ridiculous. But I was reading one out of England yesterday. It's called the new Tyrannus drone, which means tyranny. What a perfect name for it. Just absolutely disgusting. And again, this cuts the military out of it so that humans can't say no to carrying on an unlawful order. An 18-wheeler pulls up that's robot-driven. The back slides down, and 15 combat robots get off the back. And they've got nerve gas, they've got weapons, they've got lasers, they've got everything. And the globalists sit back and kill you and your family, and it's autonomous. It's not even an operator.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got an incredible breaking story up at Infowars.com right now. Washington Post report. The new Secretary of Defense nominee Hagel warned Obama about a new world order. Secretary of Defense nominee pointed to rogue elements within the military. Find out about that right now at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We'll get to it in a moment. DHS boss trampling a posse comitatus at National Police Confab openly says just the main threat is gun owners and that's what Homeland Security's for. Chinese Communist Party mouthpiece demands Obama disarm Americans again. The official People's Daily. That is just some of the news. U.S. Army runs drills in Houston. They ran drills two nights ago in Miami. This is all to condition everyone to accept martial law. Amazing photos in this article up at Infowars.com. Backfire. Seattle gun buyback turns into gun show. Collectors waved wads of cash at those in line. Yeah, I've seen some of the Purdy shotguns that are literally worth like $10,000 a piece. I've seen this on the news. You'll see an old woman. It's generally old women when their old World War II vet or Korean War vet husband dies. These poor women have no idea these firearms. You know, even old 22s are worth $300. Deer rifles, $500. You'll see them turning in carved shotguns that are worth $3,000, $5,000, $10,000. And the cops are there salivating. That's why they constantly catch police. You see it in the news all the time. Selling gun buyback guns. I'm not for police corruption. In fact, I hate it. But let me tell you something. I don't blame them. I mean, you're going to turn over like an AR-15 that's worth $2,000 to be run over by a steamroller? You're going to turn over a Purdy $10,000 shotgun because some idiot came and got $100 or a $50 gift card for it? I mean, man, I watch those videos of them melting down and steamrolling those guns. It makes me sick. They are so valuable. And people paid money for those. And I've checked the MO. A few years ago, Austinites, we ought to find the clip, because what's old is new, and add it to this article. Austinites went out. Memory serves, I think it was that guy named John Bush. And he's got, Texans for Accountable Government. I think that, if memory serves, that's who did it. They went out and would try to buy the guns back and actually did. And the police go, we don't like it, but it's legal if it's a private sale. Just amazing photos up there. And just extremely painful to watch. Now, a lot of them are just total junker guns that don't even work, and people are just getting $100 or whatever. But still, it's to create the image of guns being handed in. Yeah, there it is. First ever, Austinites outbid police in gun buyback counter program. And that was in February of 2011, so a while back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now let's continue here with some of the other news that is coming up. We're going to get into a five-year-old girl suspended for terroristic threat to shoot classmates with pink bubble. We're going to do that here in just a moment. But first off, let me give you the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Now, you see the reports every day where somebody's playing with a Nerf gun in their front yard and the police are called. A pink, orange, blue, bright colored guns. Yellow, orange, you name it. My kids have all got them. Your children have them probably. Or you read about a kid says bang, bang with their fingers, and then the SWAT team comes. Or every day or two, someone talks about, hey, let's go play with our Nerf guns after school. And the SWAT team is called and everybody panics. This is the hysteria. People aren't panicking over going to the hospital where 190-something thousand die a year from infections, close to 200,000 die from bad drug interactions, 40-something thousand die from car wrecks. What is it, like 400-something thousand from alcohol abuse? No, no. All those real things that are dangerous, huge numbers, you know, die from falling and hitting their head in the shower, dying in the pool. The pool is, last time I checked, I forget, it's just astronomically more dangerous than guns in your house. A pool is like super deadly. Better have a fence around it. You know, because your little kids out there, even they're a good swimmer, they fall, hit their head, they're dead. You pull in from work, your child's dead. A creek behind your house, good way to die. Still, I'm not saying don't live by a creek. I do. Just a good way to die. That creek behind my house is, you can pull up the numbers. I want to say it's something like 70-something times more dangerous than a gun in the house. The point is it's all in the World Almanac. You can look up these numbers. Being near a water source that's deeper than a foot deep. People die all the time hitting their head and falling in a puddle. They are super deadly. The point is, it's total and complete absolute hysteria. FBI crime statistics gathered from 18,000 jurisdictions, 49% drop in violent crime since 1991. 49% drop. 21 points of that is accelerated since 07. We've done the official breakdowns. Our videos are up at Infowars.com. It's called The Gun Statistics Obama Doesn't Want You to See. We show FBI.gov. We crack the numbers right there, what they don't want you to know. So you'd think they'd be, hey, look, you know, more guns, less crime. No, no, no. They have such hysteria now that you are not allowed to play dodgeball because it's aggressive. You're not allowed to jog or wrestle during recess. Now you're not allowed to even shake hands at most government training centers. These are the equivalent of medium security prisons. And then there's this article. This article up on Infowars.com from last week. Five-year-old girl suspended for terroristic threat to shoot classmates with pink bubble gum. With pink bubble gun. With pink bubble gun. And the little girls said, after school, we ought to get our bubble projectors. And I've actually bought these for party favors for one of my daughters when their friends had a party. And the girl was brought in three different times with police, was expelled, and they called it terrorism. Okay, this is the reality. And now there's a new article that's red link that just went up. This is not the one last week. This is the new one this week. Discussion about toy Nerf gun causes lockdown at Bronx Elementary School. What did the Attorney General say? He goes, we need to demonize guns where people have a phobia of them, literally brainwash people against guns. And they know kids are getting into these Nerf guns. We have great wars with them all the time. The only problem with the Nerf guns is they break so easily. It's talk about planned obsolescence to rip you off. Probably about 10 of these things for each child in the last 5-6 years because they're constantly breaking. The point is they have a lot of really fun systems. We play laser tag too. And their friends come over and play laser tag in the backyard. This is such a hysteria that they're now pressuring retailers not to sell these. They're now saying, oh my gosh, the symbol of a gun. And they've done this in areas of Europe. They banned toy guns, then they banned the real guns. Many jurisdictions in the U.S. have actually banned BB guns because there's no lobby to protect BB guns in the jurisdiction, but guns are legal. You see, because there's no lobby to defend them. This is a new case. Discussion about toy Nerf gun causes lockdown at Bronx Elementary School. Hysteria. Police with assault rifles, helicopters, hunted for non-existent object as parents panicked. It's always been their plan to get your kids, get them in a public school, have mass shooter drills, stage mass shootings, provocateur mass shootings, hype up mass shootings for copycats, and then just create absolute hysteria and fear. Where you see it all the time where some guy puts his deer rifle in the back of his car, even in rural areas, to go shooting, and somebody driving by sees a gun being put in the trunk. I mean, that's why no one dare put a gun in their gun rack. You'd be SWAT team so fast your head would spin. See how they've conditioned us to, oh, let's hide our guns, while they sit there and operate and imply that guns are totally illegal. A discussion between two children about a toy Nerf gun caused a lockdown and a massive armed police response at two elementary schools in the Bronx today, and yet another example of how hysteria is sweeping American education system in the aftermath of Sandy Hook shooting. That's artificial hysteria. Panicked parents rushed to two schools in Fulton Avenue and East 174th Street, and CNN had it, and, oh, is it happening again? Again, a way to reconjure the fear, like when a gas main blows up or a steam main in New York, they shut down half the city and are in fear. Today, after heavily armed police were called to reports of a gun on campus, the alarm was caused by a campus aide overhearing a student say something about a gun. Just the word gun, except government's armed, black uniforms, helicopters, Delta Force raids, checkpoints, open borders, 57,000 dead, hundreds of heads chopped off a year in Texas and Arizona, mass death, killing. Oh, that's no issue. Don't worry about a real crisis. Killed more people than died in the 10 years of Vietnam just the last 5.5, 6 years. No, no, no. We're going to skip this network break because I got to have time to play this piece and then go to your calls. All of this is going on. All of this is happening. And it is clear, total, and complete mind control. That's what it is. And that's why, in fact, I'm going to do a piece on it. Will somebody grab me that Lego over there? I can't get to it. Thank you. It's right there. Last week, the Turkish Association of Austria, yeah, it's just right there in the corner. The door is locked again. I'm going to have a lock taken off that door. I'm not locking it. I don't know what keeps happening, but whatever. Anyways, getting back to what I was breaking down here, they came out and said the Jabba the Hutt is supposed to be an Arab and is racist, and there's talk of suing Lego, and the Austrian government's very concerned. You go, well, that's ridiculous. Jabba the Hutt has nothing to do with Arabs, and Lego's nothing to do with, I mean, what is this? Or Muslims. It's about, hey, if you don't give your guns up, you're a racist. You're like, well, I guess I'm not a racist. Here's my guns. It's meant to be asinine. It's meant to be over the top. It's meant to be ridiculous. It's meant to be out of control. It's meant to be ridiculously sickening. It's meant to just absolutely get you to do whatever ridiculous order you're told. In fact, they phase this out because it's so politically incorrect. But, you know, the Marine Corps, what you see in films like Full Metal Jacket, most of that was impromptu because the guy they hired to play the drill instructor really was a drill instructor. And in the Marines as well. And so grabbing their genitals, marching around for an hour, basically masturbating or getting close to it, saying, this is my rifle, this is my gun, this is for fighting, this is for fun. And sleeping with their rifles, giving it a woman's name, and basically telling them, you're supposed to, you know, I don't even want to get into the secrets of the Marine Corps. It's pretty weird. And a lot of it's been phased out the last 20 years. The point is it was meant to be done to just, people didn't want to do it. They said, listen, you're going to hump on your rifle or you're not in the Marine Corps. You're going to do what you're told. Is that clear, scumbag? And if we tell you to go beat people up, we're going to do it. In the old days of the Marine Corps, people that didn't play ball, you didn't get beat up with soap, folks. They killed you. They'd send you out going over a gorge or something, and they just cut the rope, and then everybody would be part of the blood cement, the cover-up of killing the person that gave people problems. That's the real Marine Corps, folks. You know why the Marine Corps has been known worldwide for being so tough and why even the Nazis feared them? The Nazis killed people in training, too, because that's what you did. The Devil Dogs killed people in training. People died in every class, generally, okay? You can actually go look it up historically. It's been leaked. But anyways, I'm digressing. This whole thing is about mind control. If I tell you to get your rifle and to start rolling around in bed with it, you're going to do it. Is that clear? Okay? And it's the same thing. If I tell you you're going to jail or the SWAT team's coming because you drew a picture of a gun or you said the word gun, you're going to happen. You're not going to have a Hello Kitty bubble gun. Do you understand that? Do you get that through your stinking head? Is that clear? Do you get that through your head? If we tell you to walk around in a circle for an hour grabbing your genitals with other men, you're going to do it. Is that clear? The ancients would say, you will give us your child to be sacrificed. Every culture, the Druids, the Aztecs, the Babylonians, all cultures. The Greeks had human sacrifice. Most of their subcultures and city-states. when you're ordered to have to kill people, you're going to do it. And what's the ultimate thing government can demand? Give us your firstborn to be chopped open, to be burned in a fire, to be put inside a wicker man and burned. The priest class had such control in most cultures, they would routinely demand a prince be killed or even the king be killed. And again, I know this all sounds wild. History is wild. History is crazy. Full Metal Jacket, with them walking around, sleeping with their M14, with them grabbing their genitals. That's what goes on, and then some. And again, you're like, well, that's ridiculous. No, it's about doing what you're told, following orders no matter what it is, training the men that if a hand grenade gets thrown, whoever's closest to it jumps on it so that the rest of the unit lives. You're like, well, that's suicide. That's a kamikaze. Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. It's total programming. And the whole culture is a giant re-education camp. Now, here's the piece. If you want to see the video as a radio listener, it's up at InfoWars.com. We put out an earlier piece with this last week, and people said, oh, they're not sending police for bubble guns. This is based on true stories. This piece, put together by the crew, we did this in one take live and then added Melissa Melton's comments to the beginning of it, along with clips of real newscast where people are getting arrested or detained or expelled for toy guns. Here it is.
Citizens of the homeland, we here at the ministry apologize for the disturbing footage you are about to see. The extremist Alex Jones has been permanently detained under the NDAA for an armed rampage with a bubble gun. Such behavior will not be tolerated. Citizens everywhere are vigilantly reporting other criminals and their terroristic weapons, such as plastic toy guns, guns drawn by hand on paper, and yes, even the vicious Hello Kitty bubble gun. Should you see children so armed, be sure to report them and their parents to the homeland for immediate rendition and re-education. Remember, citizens, the founding fathers were pig enemies of the state. The people are the true threat. Government force is freedom. We must thank God for the super state. And do not worry, as we have armed ourselves with over 1.6 billion bullets, fully automatic weapons, and armored checkpoints. The homeland is here to keep you safe. Trust no one else. Soon we will be one absorbed into the great collective. Until then, continue to be vigilant. And if you see something, say something. We bring you now this graphic footage of Alex Jones' bubble gun rampage in its entirety. This is Melissa Melton with the Department of Homeland Security. Out.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
You rolling?
Yep.
Okay, I want to thank everybody for coming here for the staff meeting. Alex will be joining us in just a few minutes. I'd like to thank my new assistant, Rob Duke, who's been demoted for this purpose. Now, I have a few stories I'd like to go over, but first, Darren McBreen, what do you have there?
Well, it's kind of interesting. The Chinese government recommends that our government starts confiscating...
Hold on. Sorry I'm late. Look at this.
Whoa, Alex.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Check it out, man. We've got that office party, and, you know, I gave presents to all the kids at the Christmas party. I'm thinking that office party coming up. I'm thinking we'll have these as party favors. Check this out.
Alex.
You guys acting weird for me.
If the woman touches me, I'm going to be arrested for assault. Do you understand?
Alex, I have this article.
That's a bubble gun.
A five-year-old girl was suspended after a terroristic threat when she brought a pink bubble gun. Just like that.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? Terror by Bubbles, the small pink Hello Kitty toy gun, is an automatic bubble blower. But just days ago, when a five-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
What is this, a prank or something? We're supposed to be having a meeting.
That's a bubble gun.
You can't have that stuff, Alex.
Is that a safety?
Yeah. What are you guys freaking out about?
You can't bring that around, Alex.
That is a fully automatic bubble gun.
Listen, Jakari, I know you're joking. There's no story.
All right, look, Alex, hold on.
Let me talk to Melissa. Melissa, what's going on? I don't know what's going on.
That's a bubble gun.
They almost arrested an elementary school girl last week for having a paper gun at school.
Well, Thomas, this is all about a fifth grader that brought a piece of paper to class that many say looked like a gun. And it's what happened next that has her family crying foul. She pulled out a paper gun last week and says an administrator scolded her in front of the class. Her mom says staff even searched her with other kids watching the whole time.
That's
what is this about a bubble gun? The Hello Kitty thing?
Yes.
I thought that was a joke.
It's not a joke. This is not a joke, Alex Jones.
Terroristic threat.
The school took this so seriously that administrators even ordered that the five-year-old receive a psychological evaluation.
Alex, I'm not going to be subjected to this.
It's a detergent.
Yeah, guys, come on. It's a bubble gun.
If that detergent gets in my eye, I'm in.
That's assault. That's assault.
Turn it off.
That's assault.
It doesn't matter.
The workplace. We're going to back that up because we have real clips of cops where people have bubbles and flowers about peace and love, and the cops are like, if that touches us, you're going to jail for assault with detergent. And even some of the cops are laughing. I mean, it's just this mental illness where the public's bad, the government's good. And so we're actually reenacting what now happens in America, where I have a bubble gun and everyone is just shaking in fear. Again, you shake in fear at bubble gums, but whenever black helicopters come out of the sky or there's a checkpoint, now that's freedom. You're supposed to be scared of that. That's North Korea. But no, that's a good thing. But citizens with a bubble gun or a Nerf gun, oh, save me, government. Let's go back to the clip.
If the bubble touches me, I'm going to be arrested for assault. Do you understand?
Alex, I have this article.
That's a bubble gun.
A five-year-old girl was suspended after a terroristic threat when she brought a pink bubble gun, just like that.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? Terror by Bubbles, the small pink Hello Kitty toy gun, is an automatic bubble blower. But just days ago, when a five-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
That's about half the report. The end is really the best part, but it's really visual. So if you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com. It's in the tiles up there. Man goes on bubblegum rampage, caught on tape. And you can see where they call 911 on me, which really goes on in the real world. We're illustrating this, reenacting it for the vicious bubblegun. But foreign banks running things and saying they're going to kill the dollar, that's not a threat. Bubbleguns, that's the real threat. Don't be worried about big government. Our founders said to be worried about it. They were bad.
You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms.
We got to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. No, you take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. Shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop them.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
We are back. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, let's race through a bunch of your calls right now. Then I'll get to the top story at Infowars.com. Washington Post reporter Hagel warned Obama about New World Order. Secretary of Defense nominee pointed to rogue elements within the military. So, again, they call a New World Order anything that isn't their system. They want a new system of global government. They call that a New World Order. But then Ahmadinejad says, I want a Muslim New World Order, a Shiite New World Order. And then the Saudis say, we want a Wahhabist New World Order. Or Putin says he wants a Russian-centric New World Order. The communist Chinese say, we want a Chinese New World Order. Well, now they're worried that the military can't be trusted. Remember Panetta? I think I'm going to have Steve add this to his article. Panetta last year wouldn't go to bases around even U.S. officers if they had weapons. Never in U.S. history has a Secretary of Defense or a top general not wanted to be around the troops with guns. A little bit in Vietnam, some of the mid-level officers started really getting concerned, but there was nothing they could do about being fragged. Wow, just incredible. We're going to be getting to that. It's all overwhelming here. We're going to have news blitz in the third hour coming up as well. Right now, let's go to, how do you pronounce that? Reginald. You know what's happening? I've always had 2015 vision. Undoubtedly, when we move that screen all the way to the end of the wall, I just can't read it anymore. So I need to, we've talked about this before. I need a bigger television set with the callers on it. Because see, I could run the callers myself and sit here and hit the buttons, but then that gets distracting. But it almost gets more distracting if I'm not. Maybe I should just have the computer put in the front of the table here, like regular radio, and then I go to the calls right here. Or I could unplug that monitor, and then that would make us get a big TV in there. I don't know. Who did you say it was again? Reginald in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. My name is actually Reginald Cook. And I would like to speak to you about some of the things you've mentioned, because I studied as a barrister in, I suppose you can tell I'm not actually from Tennessee. Can you guess where I'm from?
I can guess that you're from Britannia.
Well, how did you know?
Sounds like your voice. It sounds like a fake accent, buddy.
It's not, actually. I'm actually from Sussex. But I've been in the States for 10 years.
Well, so. Welcome. What's on your mind today?
Well, the thing is, I don't agree with everything you say, but I do agree with certain aspects of it. That would be that certain people's are trying to manipulate governments and markets.
No, there's no special interest. That's another conspiracy theorist.
Well, unfortunately, I've seen laws change. You see, as I said, I studied to be a barrister, a lawyer.
Don't worry. Once we turn our guns in, the government's going to take real good care of us. They're good people.
That's not what happened in England, actually.
Ah! I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, well, the part I disagree with is, of course, I understand it. You're an American. I don't really disapprove of aristocracy and monarchy. I'm a monarchist, sorry. I've actually met some nice aristocrats as well. Mainly, the problem
is... Did they pat you on the head?
No, actually. Why would they do that?
I don't know. That's what happens to lap dogs.
I'm not a lap dog.
All right, I'm going to stop being mean to you. Look, I get the argument. Take UKIP, pro-sovereignty, anti-New World Order. They're royalist. So I can take the little bit of bad with all the good, because they understand the EU is setting itself up as a new royalty. They'd rather have the old vestigial monarchy, because at least people think it's British, and then have some feeling of patriotism, some basic nationalism. So I actually get the subtleties of all of that. It's just that at the heart of so much of the New World Order we see being pushed is the Transylvanian royalty that you've got perched over there in London.
It's not actually Transylvanian. It's actually a German family. But at the same time, they're as British as anyone else that moved to Britain 200 years ago. But that's not why I called in. The point is, I think that, and I, like I said, the accent a little...
You know the German house they hail out of is originally Transylvanian.
Actually, it's kind of more mixed than that.
Well, it is mixed, but I mean, one of their oldest bloodlines is Transylvanian, and that's the one Prince Charles says he's most proud of. He says he's Transylvanian in news articles, and you know he's moved there and then runs around in the woods.
On the other hand, I have descended from the Stuarts, so I wouldn't concern myself too much.
You are a royal.
Because they were kicked out.
So you like Henry VIII?
No, that's the Tudors.
The Stuarts, the Tudors, the Pooters. Go ahead.
Anyway, the point is, I came to America, actually it was 10 years ago, it's not recent, largely because I saw certain changes in law, and those changes weren't based on traditional monarchy, they weren't based on traditional British common law, the regular law, they were based on something I started learning in college.
Called admiralty law or administrative law, and that's what Tony Blair said in like 1997, he said, we're going to, quote, get rid of Magna Carta.
what's more than the Magna Carta? They don't even like the monarchy. They don't like anything traditionally British.
Well, no, because that's because they're going to be the new royalty.
Let me get to the point, please. This is the important part. They don't like people being British in Britain.
I agree.
They don't like people being American in America. Because, and if I can play the villain for just a moment.
Nah.
If you don't mind.
No, go, please do.
Okay. It's very simple. And Stalin even had this done. If I can get you to hate America, because America's done bad things, and let's be honest, it has done bad things. Every country in the world has. In fact, individual people have done bad things.
America has peed in the bed.
Yes. So all I have to do is get you to focus on those bad things. And in fact, you can do this on an individual level. And people do this when they reprogram people, when they capture them in wars. You see, I don't want you to like yourself. I want you to realize that you're a bad person, but I can make you good by doing...
No, that's what all this is about. The Homeland Security, the TSA, the Hello Kitty guns being evil. It's we're bad, government's good, and you're right. The globalists say they want to get rid of all national identity, and even if the British monarchy is parasitic, it is still a vestigial sign of old sovereignty and must be removed, and I absolutely agree with what you're saying on that front. You are right.
Because that's sort of the thing. The one thing, though, I don't think it's a specific conspiracy so much as these people actually believe they're helping the world evolve. It's part of the 19th century progressivist idea. It came out of the 19th century.
Well, no. They always sell the progressivist idea to get well-meaning people to join them and empower the inner conspiracy. But if you read the different programs, just intelligence documents, I don't have to read Illuminati documents that have been made public over the last 200 plus years, with people being killed by bolts of lightning while delivering manuscripts and things like that in Germany. We know that always there's a good claim to get the good guys on your side. You want to keep your friends close, your enemies closer. And so the power structure surrounds itself with a bunch of people that actually mean well and go out and work for the cover story. But I'll assure you, the people running this want to get rid of national sovereignty, transfer that power to offshore mega systems that have their own global military, and then they want that, all the nuclear weapons gathered up, so there won't be a big nuclear war when they release the bioweapon that kills 99% of people. See, they tell their minions, oh, we're only going to kill 80%. You and your family may be able to live. They've had professors talk about this. I hope I work hard enough for the Earth and that I may be allowed to live when they release the airborne Ebola. You know, that's the UT professor talking about that, and the FBI went and visited him. But the point is that, and then higher levels, 90% will be killed. And then higher level, it's 5% will live. At the highest levels, they talk about killing everyone, and then the last globalist will merge with the mega computer and become God. Now, I'm not saying that's going to actually happen, but do you think two New World Order Skeksis, up in their ivory tower, if they actually succeed in this program, merging with cybernetic systems, are not going to kill each other? I mean, do you really think that?
Well, actually, what I really think is that most of what you're seeing comes from H.G. Wells and Bertrand Russell.
Yep, that's right. They all wrote about it.
I only heard of you 3 months ago, so I have no idea if we've even covered this or not. But if you look at the history, when I say progressive, I don't mean the modern, what came in America around the 20s, I think, 30s. I'm talking about the old 19th century progressives.
You're getting out of your accent. Listen, I got to jump. You're an interesting call, but I promise to get to other people. That's why it's hard to go to calls. They're all interesting. Oh, boy. We're in so much trouble. I mean, I go look at the general public. They just go to their job. They just want to go home and watch TV and drink beer. And I don't blame you. But you are under attack. Your kids are under attack. And I just can't believe that it doesn't wake everybody up that the media said there's no world government, no black helicopters, no TSA checkpoints. I've got articles here I haven't even gotten to yet. And again, I was aware of this. It's like I'm constantly reminded by tyranny that I had just forgotten about. And that's what's so frustrating. Is that today I went up to Infowars.com this morning and saw Washington's blog linked up there. And he had boiled down Wall Street Journal Let me just actually get the article. Wall Street Journal with quotes. That's why I like Washington's blog, because he adds a bunch of footnotes to it. Yeah, he's got 15 mainstream and government announcements. Wall Street Journal, Counterpunch, House.gov with the bill. And the article's up at Infowars.com. Government to dispose of radioactive waste by putting it in your silverware. Now, 60-something years ago, they had all this deadly fluoride sitting around. They were going to have to store. They had big spills of it that killed entire rivers in Tennessee. It's well known. They're at the nuclear plants. So they just started, because it's used in the purification of uranium, they just started putting it in the water. It's all a big joke to the establishment. You go to any elitist house or read any globalist publication, or they have articles about the Communist Chinese Party only drinks purified water. They got caught with giant secret farms where they even grow stuff in greenhouses because of what's falling on the food. I mean, they ship in dirt from other countries and grow it in greenhouses and have trucks that follow the elite around and jet aircraft, just like the Rockefellers, not to eat what you're eating and not to drink it while they're telling you, oh, it's good for you. Never mind all the studies that's going to do this to you. Now they want to take the uranium, which I remember learning like 10 years ago, they put depleted uranium in rebar now. They put it in quick-set concrete. I mean, we're just... Folks, it's so far gone right now. The Chinese executed government officials who got caught going along with bribes to put melamine in powdered milk. Here, the FDA came out, 4 years ago during the scandal and said, you know what? Melamine's not bad for you. When your kids die of kidney failure, they just put them on dialysis and they're not even going to do a test to see what's in their kidneys. Now, if you fed your kid melamine consciously, the cops would put you in jail for life. But as long as it's from the store, it's okay. Just like they, and why shouldn't they put radioactive waste in the utensils you eat off of, which they admit gives you a lot of trace amounts of it? And they got all the they tried to pass this twice already in the last decade, and all that's linked to this. I could spend all day on this one article, and I've got hundreds here. And what was the other point I wanted to make about this? Oh, yeah, just like it's been well known for 50-something years that where they get this fluoride, the main fluoride they use isn't just from aluminum or plutonium purification. It's from granite. But you mine the uranium out of the limestone deposits that actually has the phosphates. But the good phosphate goes to be on the cornfield or whatever, the wheat field, the maize field, the canola field, whatever the case is. The bad phosphate they can't sell goes in your water. What else is in the phosphate? It's where they mine it. That's why you also get the same stuff they put in your water from a uranium purification facility that you get from a phosphate fertilizer facility. Because it's the same, you mine uranium out of limestone. That's where you get it in Colorado and Florida and other areas. So here's the fun part about it. They just put it in the water. And it's an absolute fact. I mean, I saw numbers. You can pull them up depending on which study about kidney and... also bladder cancer from this. And hey, you know what? We're animals. We're scum, so we're going to be killed. Globalist or boss. And I'm a bad man for even telling you about it. I'm sorry I'm an extremist. You're right. National talk show host I heard yesterday, so-called liberal, talking about how I imagine black helicopters in a private Federal Reserve. You're right. You're right. They're not putting uranium and plutonium and radon and all that in our, you know what? You're right. You're right. You know what? You're right. Everything's fine. Just enjoy your camp. I mean, they're killing us, folks. And they're crazy. The elite were crazy 50 years ago, but they didn't try to put uranium and plutonium in your stinking spoons. I mean, and if they can get away with that, they can get away with expelling your kid for talking about a Hello Kitty bubble projector. Why not? Daryl in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to you, Alex.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. First time caller, long time listener. I am tired of the United States government infringing our Second Amendment. Because of that, I started a petition on the White House website, in essence saying we demand that any infringement of our Second Amendment be an immediate impeachable offense with absolutely no exceptions.
I agree. Walter Jones, it's time to start the impeachment. Where is the impeachment? It should be started now. The minute Dianne Feinstein introduced a bill saying Congress can keep their guns, but we can't, that violates Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8, and a bunch of others, unjust weights and measures. She should be immediately impeached. I mean, what else won't we put up with? I mean, it's almost like we put up with uranium in our water. Oh, I guess we do.
Exactly. Well, I have almost 3,000 signatures. I need another 97,000. So now we have until February 22nd to try to get a...
Well, great job. You know, tell us the name of it.
We, the people of the United States, demand any infringement of our Second Amendment to be an impeachable offense.
Yeah, great job. We'll get behind that. We've got our own petition coming out. It just got filed. It's going to be posted at Infowars.com. Wait till you hear about this. We'll tell you about it on the other side. All right, here's the deal. We always have a jam-packed third hour, but I have got to start the third hour and take 20 phone calls in the first 30 minutes, or I am going to tell Chris in there to put a shock collar on me and, you know, basically send me to Gitmo. I want to take a bunch of your calls rapid fire. We're going to do that. We've already taken quite a few today. Then I'm going to get into the communist Chinese government again through their People's Daily is saying take the American people's guns. A lot of other very, very important news on that front. And we're going to get to some other special reports. Just a whole host of issues on the economy. I need to talk about the economy and what's really happening with the stock market on that front. But I wanted to bring Richard Reeves in here. Richard, of course, who you've seen co-host the show before and who's been a talk show host for about 10 years. He works here in the office heading up InfoWarsHealth.com and really testing and talking to the crew and other people about which of the 300, 400, whatever it is, longevity products we think are the very best. The problem is there are so many that are really amazing. And I've been on a few of the products. Aaron's been on about 10 of them and lost 97 pounds and just had a total transformation. We're now launching a whole program today where Richard's going to make sure I take all my longevity and do all this. So we'll see what happens with that. I did it about a year ago for about 6 months religiously and had amazing effects. Kind of ended up working 18 hours a day again and getting off some of it. We're going back on it. So Richard, once a week, will pop in with us with some of the new products, but also some of the old products at InfoWarsHealth.com. And Richard, in the few minutes we've got, tell us about some of the products.
Well, when talking about some of the old products, I remember back in January 2011 when you had Doc Wallach on for the first time talking about longevity. And that's when I basically started every month without fail ordering a Healthy Start Pack or a version of the Healthy Start Pack. They've got the Healthy Digestive Healthy Start Pack with the digestive additional ingredients. They've got the brain and heart. They've also got the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. So bare minimum, in my opinion, if you're interested in being prepared for what's coming up, you know, if our guns get taken away and really the stuff hits the fan, being healthy and prepared is a big part of it.
The hospitals are killing people now. I mean, we have the worst health in the world. It's time for all of us to get healthy. And that doesn't mean any of us are perfect because everybody's working hard, but we've got to all try.
That's it. Yeah, we're all working too many hours. We're all overstressed. So the Healthy Star Pack, bare minimum. But one of the new products that everybody here at the office really loves, and I know you like it too, is that Root Beer Belly.
I've taken a lot of probiotics. This one has a dramatic. I mean, it really works.
Well, that's great. And the microencapsulation is one of the biggest differences that the Root Beer Belly has. The probiotics, the good bacteria for your gut, is microencapsulated in this product, and that way it has a better opportunity to make it through your digestive.
It makes it through the stomach acid.
Through the stomach acid, exactly, to get down in your intestines where it can do the work that it needs to do. So this is a really good product. The kids like it. It's tasty. You just sprinkle it on your tongue and then swallow it. It does taste like root beer, and that's why it's called Root Beer Belly, and it's really great. Here's one of the brochures for it. But the people here at the office just unanimously... I had a little box like this open there in my office.
Everybody's always rating my supplies.
I invited them. Well,
I'm just teasing.
For that purpose, I actually ordered some extra,
And there's also the Pollenburst Plus that I've endorsed.
Right, the Pollenburst Plus is great.
The best sports drink, energy drink out there, totally healthy with all the B vitamins, the rest of it. The Essential Fatty Acids Complex that Wallach's put out. And so many other products at InfoWarsHealth.com. Tell folks about that little baby right there. What's getting the rave reviews from the tens of thousands of people that shop at InfoWarsHealth.com.
That's right, folks. This is called ASAP. It's acronym for as slim as possible, and folks are really having great success on that. I'm hoping to finally get Alex on this product. I've been mentioning it to him for 2-3 months here, but I think finally we're going to be able to get Alex going on it, and it helps you. It has protein fractions and amino acids that help support the release of adipose fat, and it really helps you lose weight. We've had some people
can find out more or call and get their questions answered. The phone numbers are on the site, InfoWarsHealth.com. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your calls in the next segment. That's 8 minutes away. We're going to go to James, John, Brian, Joseph, John, and others. I appreciate you holding. We're going to go fast to your calls, I promise, and then a blitz of news. But I wanted to get Richard in here for like 3 minutes once a week just to plug some of the different products we never talk about at InfoWarsHealth.com, because these are the best products we put in one place. You can get discounts there when you sign up to be a distributor. It's a great business opportunity as well, InfoWarsTeam.com. But at the same time, I mean, this is the big group. This is the it's why I never really endorsed vitamins and minerals until I found these folks, because they know what they're talking about. And now they went and got a big Clemson University study that they've been talking about doing. They've been, you know, researching the last year. Tell people what they found just on the colon cancer certified by a major university. This is breakthrough.
This is breakthrough. I tell you, folks, I cannot stress how really important this is. But here is from a press release just released a couple days ago. It says Beyond Tang Tangerine and Ultimate Classic were administered to healthy human colon cells. There was no significant death of healthy human cells compared to cancerous colon cells. Ultimate Classic killed 95% of cancerous colon cells, 65% of cancerous liver cells, 65% of cancerous stomach cells, and 30% of cancerous breast cells. And Beyond Tangy Tangerine killed 60% of cancerous colon cells, 65% of the cancerous liver and stomach cells, and 30% of cancerous breast cells.
And by the way, I know we were going to post this tomorrow, but go ahead and have Adon post the Ben Fuchs interview on how to get off Prozac-type drugs. But go ahead and post that press release with links right after this, because I want to send people there. This is a major scientific study in the laboratory on record. And again, this has already been backed up by other studies. They know what mega dosages of vitamin C and B vitamins and things do to cancer. Linus Pauling won the Nobel Prize for it. They do not want people knowing this.
No, they don't. You're right. And I don't think I ever recall seeing any kind of a study result like this where they're talking about vitamin mineral supplements actually killing cancer cells. I don't recall ever seeing
that. Here, let me see the Yahoo News press release. Can I see the whole page, the front? Page. I want to show people the headlines so they can find it wherever they want.
They can find it.
Here it is out of Yahoo Finance, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. AL International, that's the Longevity parent company, announces results of Longevity clinical research study performance by Clemson University Institute of Nutritional Research. I mean, this is groundbreaking. And we'll post this right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And ask them once it's posted with a video to send it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter, Richard. Okay. I mean, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I agree. It's a huge deal, and so I can't encourage people enough.
Well, it's what Ben Fuchs said. I lost 40 pounds, and even though it's unadvertised as weight loss, when I followed most of it for a couple months. Then I got off of it because I'm just not in the habit. My kid and his wife are doing it. I do it some. And then I talked to Fuchs, and that's what others say. It's the gut flora. I've got to totally change that like Aaron did, or I won't get the full results. So now we're going to go on the full program here.
Well, anybody that's out there that's getting the Healthy Start Pack and not getting results, the digestive tract issues, you've got to look at it. That's what we've got. Root Beer Belly is one of the great probiotics that Youngevity carries. And InfoWarsHealth.com carries. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com to sign up. You can call in and order at 888-789-9277. That's the InfoWars Health product order line, 888-789-9277. At bare minimum, folks, you're already spending money on food and supplements and things like that at your chain supermarkets and chain drugstores and all that. You've got to, at bare minimum, be on one of the Healthy Start Packs.
Yeah, this stuff totally blows anything we've seen away. That's why we went out and picked what we believe in. We've seen the results with Aaron Dykes and many other people have heard the calls. And it also then funds InfoWars operation. We're not funded by the globalists and taxpayer money and people. We're funded by listeners like you supporting our sponsors and what we've launched with InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com. Give that number out one more time.
888-789-9277. Also, you can just sign up right there online on the web at InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsHealth.com.
All right, we'll be back with your calls.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets, we could be food, but all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Alex Jones here back live, going straight to your phone calls, and then I'm going to give you some really good news. I'm sure you heard yesterday, Gatorade is responding to a young girl's petition. She got 20,000 or 200,000 signatures, excuse me, to get Gatorade to remove a chemical, BVO, directly connected to behavioral problems, cancer, you name it. And folks, they don't put this stuff in there by accident. I want to explain to you that Bertrand Russell, all of them, literally hundreds of these guys, all wrote in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, like the current White House science czar did, about manipulating things to then create behavioral control. It makes you very, very submissive. So we're going to be going over that, but it's an example of solution, people fighting back. All that and more is coming up, and I haven't gotten to the Icelandic president at Davos, how he saved his country. It's an amazing short clip. But right now, let's go quickly to your calls. James in Pennsylvania, thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
The man speaking out in the darkness in the wilderness. Hey, I just like this Constitution. Like, you know, a lot of people just isn't educated on the Constitution, and I've been going around just making copies of the Constitution. You know, as far as the Second Amendment goes, they don't really understand, and a lot of them just haven't been educated on it. As far as I could see, you know, I talked to some friends and stuff. They don't even know what all the gun laws is all about and stuff. They just think, you know, to bear arms and to protect your home. And
well, I mean, here's the problem, and then you can elaborate. The people running the system and controlling our tax money, Eisenhower said this in his farewell address in 61. Back then it was close to 90%. Now it's over 90%. 87-something percent in 61, now it's like 93 last time I checked, of all research, public and private, is taxpayer-funded and controlled by DARPA, and they're a bunch of eugenicists at the top of it. A lot of good scientists work there, but they are able to shape the world and play God. And that's the problem, is that these globalists are bad people. So something can have a good cover story of why it's happening, but it always fits into something larger. that's being set up not for our own good. And these autonomous drones and robots and the surveillance, we should not be letting our money go to this. Our tax money is building our own prison. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I totally agree with, you know, everything you say. Like I said, I've been listening to you for at least about 12 years.
God bless you.
And, I mean, I can't really stop. I can't turn my phone off. Only reason I pay a phone bill is just to listen to you. But like I say, it's like people just isn't educated. You know, I mean, they mess the education system up. They don't teach the Constitution in schools. And I'm thinking, like, the way they had these little Bibles in the hotels and stuff, why don't they put the Constitution in the motels and hotels, you know, at the bedside.
I agree with you, but here's the problem. They've dumbed most people down so far, they can't even understand the Constitution. There are major studies out. Like, let's just randomly show people one. Type in, the average vocabulary is shrinking. Not just here, but worldwide. Ours is shrinking the fastest. Young people, they admit computers rewire their brains where they can't even communicate with humans and have all these fractured thought processes. And again, this has been scientifically deployed. I mean, they're telling people they just created autonomous drones last year that make their own decisions. They had pre-programmed drones like Voyager and Viking and others that went to foreign planets, pre-programmed. And they had autonomous stuff that was working very well 15 years ago, where you could say it was truly autonomous. I mean, what do you think that means for the ruling elite, that they're going to have all these robot armies we pay for that don't even have a human to say no? It's not even humans even picking the targets or pulling the trigger now. How bad is it going to be in 10 years? And again, the people running the show are not people that are good. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I totally agree with you on that, too. Like I'm saying, this stuff, it's like a big cloud over the whole world, the whole earth. And people are just totally walking in darkness. I mean, I don't even know how I even see what's going on. It's like, wow, you know, every time I'm listening to you, I can see that. I mean, it just opened my mind up. The whole world is like, I mean, it's just an evil world.
You know, it is, sir, but there's good people in it like you. God bless you. Let me just say this. The young lady in the United States, in Mississippi, discovered that they had this manipulated, brominated vegetable oil. You can take vegetable oil and make anything you want, and it's very bad, according to just countless studies. She exposed it, and because of the public picking up on it because of the internet, they're now going to remove it out of all of the Gatorade. Okay? Now, why do they want to put toxins in drinks and foods? Most toxins become addictive. Your body gets used to operating with them. So they put toxins in the food to make it addictive, like aspartame and the rest of it. Now, that's a solution right there. Well, I'm going to talk about it after we go to the calls. It's just that I exposed, not because I'm a hero, I don't like this happening to anybody. I have empathy. If it happens to you, it can happen to me. That they put radioactive isotopes in the so-called fluoride, the hydrofluorosilicic acid that you drink, out of the uranium mines that are also the fertilizer mines. Same mines. They just purify it out. And they put the poison in our water as a big joke and make us pay for it. Austin's like $1,200,000 a year to pay for stuff that's a toxic waste. Now, there's a Wall Street Journal article out, and we've got it up at Infowars.com, where I talked about this last hour, that they're putting different radioactive isotopes like uranium and different isotopes of uranium in. They're already putting them in forklifts and quickcrete and all this other stuff, the fast-setting concrete. Now they're going to put it in your furniture and your knives and spoons. And so they're calling for knives and spoons to go all the way. If we can get people to eat off this, they'll do anything. See, it's all about, if we can ban Hello Kitty bubble projectors, we can ban anything. See, it's all about how much can they grab? How crazy can it get? Imagine 20 years ago saying, you'll go to the airport and they'll stick their hands down your pants and put you in a body scanner and you'll put your hands up. It's all about, you're a criminal. And it's just amazing that we put up with this. Let's talk to Jonathan or John in Louisiana. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was just wondering, about a year, last year sometime, you mentioned your uncle got
I took a tetanus shot and almost killed him.
Yep.
And I had a similar experience. My doctor, who's a friend of my brother, who's also a doctor, wanted to give me a flu shot, and I said, no, I'm not doing that, for obvious reasons. And so he wanted me to take a tetanus shot instead. So I didn't see any harm in it, so I took the tetanus shot. And it felt like that evening, like I got hit by a freight train on the side where I got the shot, and I developed a fever that lasted about 12 hours. 2 weeks later, I'm back at the doctor's office with a cardiac problem. It's an atypical heart.
Oh, yeah. It causes an autoimmune response. I'm not a doctor. I've had brain surgeons on. It causes brain swelling. That's the headache. And then later it causes swelling in the different valves of the heart. I mean, and that's CDC. And that doctor will tell you there are no side effects. You know why they had to stop the smallpox vaccinations in 2002 for the military? Because so many died. Remember the NBC reporter took the shot and died an hour later? Had no heart problem. Your heart, it's not just your throat that'll swell shut with an autoimmune response. It's your heart does it. I'm sorry. Same thing happened to my uncle. He couldn't breathe, had to go to the hospital, swole up, had heart palpitations, brain swelling. And, of course, this was 20-something years ago, and they said it was his tetanus shot. But, sorry, go ahead.
Well, the thing was, is I didn't know it, but in a tetanus shot, they throw in a whooping cough vaccine. I didn't know that.
Oh, they gave you a combo. No, medical stuff's all about deceiving you now. Yeah, no, they have a lot of triple jabs. So how did it end? Did your heart get okay after they tried to kill you?
Well, I've been taking Dr. Locke, well, because of you and Dr. Locke, I was, I'm taking the Alex Pack, and the Alex Pack, I order it in bulk. I get, they sent me these discs from Dr. Wallach on Hell's Kitchen. You know, it's just a radio show that he did or
yes.
something.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about, I had type 2 diabetes, and he says, well, you can cure that with a deficiency of chromium and vanadium. So he's got a product for that. I take that, too. And
here's the $64 million question. Did the InfoWars Health products help you?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to kiss off my cardiologist and get out of the medical program altogether.
By the way, they found the article about the NBC reporter who died of the smallpox shot, the World Net Daily. The guys actually just put that on screen. No, I mean, it's incredible. Listen, they've tried three separate times to make the military take the experimental anthrax shot, but it always kills so many people, their own doctors refuse. Listen, they did an H1N1 variant shot a year before in Europe, 5 years ago, and it killed at one homeless shelter 23 of the 30 people that were given it, okay? And then, the whole hoax is we're wearing white lab coats. There is no adverse reaction. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. So what did your doctor say after you had all these problems from the tetanus shot? Did he tell you were a conspiracy theorist?
Well, no, he was kind of shocked. But I don't think he really knew he was going to do me any harm.
Oh, yeah. They always act like that. They know full well what they're doing. They get kickbacks, okay? They get kickbacks to push vaccines. My dad's a dentist, and he's had offers and said no. And we are back. I'm going to get into the economy and get into immigration reform, as they're calling it. Totally open borders. Hey, how about Mexico? Let U.S. citizens come there unlimited and give us free welfare and have our kids for free. Oh, no. No, it's only the U.S. that needs to do that because we need to be bankrupted. The globalists already completely run Mexico. Brian in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, I got a couple questions for you, Alex. The first question is, what percent of the U.S. military do you think would actually turn and fire on the people that most of them turned up to protect?
I would say about 80%. They've actually done studies, 29 Palms, but many other more modern ones. When they're sitting around doing a survey and not ordered, you know, to fire on U.S. citizens, if they're asked if they will, 75, 80, 85% say no. But in peer pressure, after the evil right-wing group has blown up some schools and killed military and there's a propaganda piece, I would say about 70% will fire on citizens, at least in the first waves. And then it'll all be advertised like it was a great thing they did. But then people will remember the history of what's happened, and folks will start analyzing what went on. And if it actually gets to that point, it'll be a civil war. And the general public that's awake to the New World Order, they're not going to be going after police and military unless they get in their way. They're going to be going after globalists. And so I hope it doesn't go there, but the police will probably follow orders. A lot of the military will, to try to protect the globalists, and it won't matter at that point. And I hope it doesn't go there, but you know, the globalists are, the real globalists are going to sit offshore while their minions carry this out. But their entire force structure, the training, the preparation, like in the Cold War, the government trained to fight the Russians. And we were told on the surface the last 12 years we were training to fight Al-Qaeda. It turns out the globalists run Al-Qaeda. And behind the scenes, they were trying to take on we the people. This is a foreign banking cartel takeover, and it's a fact. They train 24-7 to take our guns and put us in re-education camps. And there are millions of people aren't going to go to the re-education camp. And so there's going to be a war. And they don't want to have a war where they start it and don't have the moral authority. They'll go out and blow stuff up and blame it on us to say we started it. And so just be aware of that PSYOP. And I'm sorry it's come down to this, but they're lining up their people everywhere to launch something very, very soon, I'm afraid.
Okay, Alex, my second question is about the whole banking system. I mean, do you personally have money in a bank account?
Absolutely. I have quite a few bank accounts for the operation because I operate within the system. Individuals can get out of the system, and I think that's a good way to go for a lot of people. It's your decision to make. I am totally in the system because I'm operating an operation with 50 crew members, roughly, and an infrastructure. I've decided to be fully exposed to the system so that I can actively engage it. And kind of like jacking into the Matrix. But I personally don't have that many assets. The assets I do have are mainly in land and a little bit of backup cash and gold and silver.
Okay, sir. Well, God bless you, Alex, and thanks for accepting my call.
Well, I yeah, absolutely. But, you know, callers always say, thank you for accepting my call. Thanks for getting me on, because they screen people so heavily. Now, we don't screen calls. We get some goofy ones, but we also get some great ones. If you volunteer where you're listening from and what you want to bring up, that's a good thing. Or I screen calls by saying I'm going to have people call in on this subject, and then obviously people need to call in on that subject. But you don't need to thank me for letting you on the air. Look, and don't thank me for fighting the New World Order, folks. I'm just not insane. I mean, they're putting radioactive isotopes in your drinking water. Our cancer rates are exploding. They're killing us, and they write books like Eco-Science bragging how they're doing it. I'm fundamentally upset about that. I'm risking my life here, not because I'm a hero, folks. There's no future if we don't get out of this. You've heard my analogy 1,000 times. Let's go to John in Arkansas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hey, Alex, just a couple of pieces of information there for you. Good job with Piers Morgan there. And I didn't know about you until you went on that show, so that was a great benefit to me.
Well, yeah, it's not that his show was big. It's that it was on every other TV show in the world. It got huge. I mean, that was big.
Yeah, I caught wind of it on Fox myself. Second thing I was going to throw out there to you is Fort Smith, Arkansas has got an Air National Guard base, which has been running fighter planes for the past 30 or 40 years. And they had a general come in a couple of weeks ago, and they're going to take away the manned aircraft and give us the unmanned aircraft now. So, you know, they're, you know.
Stay there. I want to break this down because it ties into the economy. I'm going to come back to you. Then I'm going to cover news, and I'm going to go back to calls. But John in Arkansas, stay there. I want to, yeah. Listen, the entire military force is going to go to robots, not just the aircraft. Everything. It's the official plan.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Go through a ton of news here in a moment, but I want to segue into the financial news off of what this caller, John in Arkansas, is talking about. And I've seen the reports all over the place where they're talking about Oh, yeah, we're getting rid of the F-16s. We're getting rid of the F-18s, whatever the case is, and it's all going to drone. And I'm going to tie that in to the rest of the economy and where this is all going. But the globalists have said, on record, in things like Wired Magazine with Bill Joy that I've talked about probably 300 times since the April issue 2000, where he said, yeah, I went to a meeting of a couple hundred top computer company owners, and our debate was, do we just give you games and fun things to play and make you a bunch of idiots, but let you keep destroying the resources, or do we kill everybody? And the consensus is we're going to kill everybody. So I'm just going to tell you that what the Unabomber said was right. Once this technocracy takes over, humans will be obsolete. And you see, if you read that by one guy who's worth, I don't know how many billions of dollars and a top software engineer and everything, you're like, oh, that's one guy. That's all they talk about. That's what all their books talk about. It's what they joke about. It's Ted Turner talks about it, Bill Gates, all of them. And, you know, I see the general public, hardworking people in this system, who've paid and worked to build this system, but still very childlike, and they just have no idea that we've built the house of the New World Order, and when they're done building the house completely, and they're hanging the paintings up right now, they're getting ready to put the vase on the central table and put flowers in it, and they're turning towards us, the workers that built it, and they're like, we don't want you in the house, and the house is the whole planet. And we're like, what does that mean? You see these men in black uniforms, they're going to escort you. And then they look to the men in black uniforms. After you're done escorting him out and shooting him in the back of the head, you see these robots right here? They're going to escort you. And you know what? The guys in black uniforms are going to go with them. Because it's a religion of serving tyranny. Each psychopath worships the psychopath above them. And it's very, very sad. I mean, I know the plan they're trying to build. They've written countless books and white papers on it. I know where we're going. And the Pentagon said in the 70s that by 2010, you can look this up, they wanted to convert everything to drones, or half the force to drones. And then now they've got reports out, we're on schedule by 2020. We want the entire combat force to be drone, autonomous operated. And we're talking 7 years away. And they're coming out with combat robots on the ground that have been classified. But now they're declassifying what I was told about by Marine Corps sources. I mean, folks, I had Marines march into Access Television in 1999, 1 month after I got back from Operation Urban Warrior, and they said, because they had a family member who had a show down there, I'm not going to say who, they're probably even listening, and they came in with a VHS that they dumped off as a feed. And they said, we just want you to know you were under surveillance the whole time you were there. And I said, can I show this? They said, obviously not. And it was a drone watching us, but also simulating killing militias outside of the big public drills in Oakland and San Francisco, where they were doing gun confiscation drills. They knew we were coming, so they wrote us into the simulation as terrorists. And they had Navy SEALs simulating like they were terrorist militias, trying to come up in rubber dinghies and stuff to fight the U.S. military. I mean, this country's so gone. I mean, that's what I mean. And it's like, can I please show people this? And they're like, no. But that was 14 years ago, and they were calling the drone over us Death Star, because it even had the audio chatter of, EC2, fly 4,000 feet, move into... yeah, operation, you know, Death Star, this is, we've got this. And then it would cut to different, like, feeds of different drones. And they're like, okay, you got to see that. Bye. We're not all bad guys, but, you know, we snuck out to show you that and then took the video and left. The point is, this has been going on for so long. And they're using our energy and our work. The best analogy of this is, I lived in a middle-class neighborhood, I don't know, 7 years ago. And so many stalkers came to my house. You know, we moved. Because, I mean, I wasn't even particularly afraid of them. I mean, my wife or I was just going to have to defend ourselves and you know, air them out if they ever actually came in the house. Actually have to defend ourselves. Didn't want to have to do that. So we moved. But the point was, most of the friends I knew, you know, in the area were engineers with IBM and Advanced Micro Devices and things. And, you know, they had the 2 degrees from the University of Texas or the degree from MIT and then another degree. And they were all there, really smart people, worked their whole life to live in little 4-bedroom houses. I mean, I'd say it was lower middle class because, you know, the idea you think of middle class is having a nice car. No, I mean middle class is making, you know, $100,000 a year, bare minimum, or more. You know, they'll say that's the upper echelon. $100,000 isn't worth what it used to be. And I'm going to go back to you, Serge. I'm now kind of on a roll telling this story, at least in my own mind. And I ran into those guys, all of them, one time or another on the streets of Austin. Ran into some of them a few weeks ago on the hike and bike trail. And when I lived by all these engineers, because it was mainly engineers in the neighborhood for whatever reason, they were all training their Indian counterparts who would work for a third as much and who were given visas to come in. And then the last time I talked to them, the Indians have been let go because they can just build it in China and they've got computers doing the diagnostics running it. And listen, I get the whole thing of, well, that's just technology, humans aren't needed. But the government isn't trying to find things for us to do or having a big space program or having, you know, other things. They're setting up an Agenda 21 just to get rid of human society. And so let me just make the announcement to all of you. The establishment has said on record that they're going to establish world government. They're going to set taxes to a point that are selectively enforced to consolidate the wealth in less than 20 families and less than 6,000 super minions. That's what Rothkopf at the Kissinger Group calls it in his book, Superclass. 6,000 super gophers, about 19 families. They're going to consolidate everything, and then they're going to set up police state control grids. And those are just to do the orderly bioweapons releasing. And look, I know most of you won't listen now. I understand that, you know, new listeners. You will when this all happens. See, I'm setting time bombs into the future against these people. Okay, that's all that matters to me, is that humanity make it out of this. That which doesn't kill us all will only make the species stronger. I understand the decadence. I understand all the fact that humanity is rotting. But the globalists aren't trying to make us stronger with adversity. They are ultimately selfish and greedy, inbred and very unhappy themselves. And all they do is fantasize and talk about the great time that's coming and the world without us and how they're going to live for hundreds of years. And then they can do that. They can live basically eternally, how they're going to copy their consciousnesses into all these other biological androids. How they are going to blast their consciousness. It's not just Ray Kurzweil, it's all of them, off into the cosmos, and how they will soon achieve godhood, will be like a bug, and that we don't matter, and that they're just going to kill everybody. And so they've accepted this is the evolutionary curve of humanity. They've decided this is what it is. They discovered genetics because they wanted the keys to this. They financed all the science. All of our modern sciences came out of eugenics. This is our world. And I am the obsolete man. You are the obsolete man to them. And they enjoy hurting even the best of us. You know, they're not surface eugenics. They want to make humanity stronger, live longer, be better, get rid of the dumbed down, get rid of the sick, get rid of the ugly, all the rest of this. But you always know it ends up being everybody. The truth is just an excuse to play God, play mad scientist, and really hurt people bad. Because they've tried to dumb people down and tried to lower their horizons and tried to make people these addled, mind-controlled, and those aren't words, that's real, you know, in a trance, drooling fools. And it's just a horrible, horrible vandalism. I mean, it really hurts me bad to see all the lost opportunity and to see how they've hurt us all and made us all so ugly and poisoned. And also, they can be top dogs. It's just. So, yeah, they're going to shut down all the military bases when they're done. And the bases will be robot factories. And then your money will be paid under national security into it. Japan's already putting robot police on street corners to surveil people just to get you conditioned to it. The really hardcore combat robots don't so much look like C-3PO or something out of... I'll just put it to you this way. All the stuff you see in the Terminator stuff, that's art imitating life. That's the kind of stuff from my Marine Corps sources and then some others where I was given highly classified information about 14 years ago by a Marine Corps officer who I just happened to run into, and that was the only time, and I later looked the person up, and indeed it was who they said they were. And man, they got stuff right out of Judgment Day, folks. They've got like wheeled tanks that are like small, the size of a four-wheel with all these guns, and then they'll have like a big skull head on top of it just to scare people. So it looks like something out of Judgment Day. It's going to be horrible, man. And again, they're going to phase out the pilots. Then they're going to have humans already controlling everything with the computers watching them learning in a simulator to learn everything. And then humans are already being unplugged from them, and they're autonomous things that are then programmed by master programmers. And I know I've talked a lot about this. It's just that the robots that were described to me, this guy told me about a thing that looks like the size of a large Ford truck with a sloped front with a bunch of guns on the front. With solar panels, but also with batteries in it that can be delivered out of the back of a 18-wheeler. And then, like, 5 years after he told me about this, in the Honolulu Advertiser, they showed the thing he described and said that the Marines displayed it, but didn't give details. And he told me a lot of it's just psyops. Like he said, the plan is to start deploying robots that are really just surveillance pods with cameras and stuff, because they don't want them to hurt anybody up front. So they'll mainly just be like a toy, a pre-programmed toy that stays within a little box on the street corner and runs feeds and then makes announcements where humans through it, because they want humans to be sold on it and how it's a great thing. Humans will sit back, and I was told about this, and then it happened a few years later, where there's a camera on the street pole, but then there's also a screen that has a person's face on it saying, don't do that. I'm watching you. And so humans will now, this is already in Tokyo, they will give orders through the robot. In fact, a lot of these globalist bosses have a robot in their office when they're in a different city or different country, and the robot rolls around with a camera and stuff on it, and it oversees everybody, and it's the boss. And then a human uses that to have a physical presence through the suit. And again, they're going to have humans as backup in the combat suits. And you see it all in the movies. They're just getting everybody ready for it. Yeah, well, you guys show the new Tyrannus drone. It was something like, just type in danger of robot wars. Click news. It's London Guardian, London Telegraph, I think, yesterday. And it shows their new system, Tyrannus. Yeah, let's have something called the Tyrant. That's a really good name for it, because that's what it is. And we pay for it, we build it, and then soon, just like the IBM engineers and others, and Dell engineers and everybody else, they are just rolling all this out. They go train their human replacements, and then the human replacements train computer diagnostic systems where it's just a technician, and then the engineers are just out of the game. But see, that wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't all designed like that. Designed to take your jobs, designed to take your future. And that's what ties into this. I mean, punchupdrudgereport.com for folks up there. While they're busy with reports of Fed's probe for new MLB doping scandal, New York Times A-Rod named in books of anti-aging clinic, CBS on Lance Armstrong, he'd like to think it's over, but it's not. See, let's fry some little people and make you think we're getting the corrupt. You know, Martha Stewart, while Congress insider trades. But look at the Dow Jones Industrial. 13,960, it's getting close to. 14,000. That's because the dollar's been so devalued, it takes more dollars to buy it. It's a total hoax. But see, everything is a hoax. Fed shut down coal plants, heat capital with coal. Well, yeah, they're not going to have, you know, they're not going to not have power. Illegal immigration on the rise again. Yeah. And again, it's meant to bankrupt us. payroll tax saps consumer confidence, hitting poor Americans. See, this is all the giant scam. And it's so painful to watch all this unfold and to know it's an engineered scientific fraud that Eisenhower, you know, he didn't just warn about the military-industrial complex. He talked about the scientific and technocratic elite that control it because he'd been around them. They came to Eisenhower and said, we're going to set up a world government and kill everybody. We have a long-term 50-year plan. Oh, you found Tyrannus. Yeah, yeah, go back up to the top of that. I want to read the name of it. It's named after the Celtic god of thunder. That may be a different one. Warns of robot wars. Or how do you say that? Tyrannus. Tyrannus, which I guess, Celtic god of thunder. It's just all a sick joke. I must have misread it. It wasn't Tyrannus. Oh, man, help me. Okay, I'm going to shut up, caller. John in Arkansas, finish up your point. You just got a whole dissertation on that. So you've got the new robot system there in your area. How are people liking that?
Well, they just announced that they're going to do it. We still got the A-10s here right now, but they said the manless planes are coming. Get ready for it.
Well, yeah, you can't have pilots making decisions. It's got to be robots controlled by globalists. What else is on your mind, brother? He might have dropped off. I put him on hold so he could finish up his point. But anyways, I answered his question. Thank you so much, John. And again, I get up here and just rattle off all this. I wish it wasn't true. I wish I wasn't having to tell you this. The plan is to make everything automated, and it's called a technocracy. The globalists like Zbigniew Brzezinski call themselves technocrats. I mean, they're so arrogant. They have introduced legislation where the Congress and the government bureaucrats are exempt and can have any guns they want, but you turn yours in. I mean, come on. We've got to wake up to the full horror. We've got to remove these criminals and have a public debate about the technocracy. I mean, folks, we need treaties right now to not go to robot systems because it allows tiny elites to counterman common sense by the officers and do war crimes. Imagine if Hitler would have had an army of robots. He basically did, a bunch of people that followed his orders. But this is worse than that. By the way, Al Sharpton's out. The video's up at Infowars.com saying, you know, you basically don't have a Second Amendment. But I mentioned this all day talking about the economy. They're getting rid of the economy to make you dependent on government. And because of mass production, they can still have robotic-type systems from farming right through to manufacturing produce the baubles for you. But it's all done to not just control a country or a culture, to control humans, because the globalists see us as a disease and a cancer. And you run into all these people, you know, who are well-meaning. I'm Joe Rogan, Jesse Ventura. They go, well, there are too many of us. Okay, are you going to kill your family? You see, the point is that this program is going on. Sure, I see a bunch of lazy slobs out there, a bunch of welfare queens. That was done to make them weak so they could then be destroyed. So they could be used as a horde of people to take my rights away by voting my Second Amendment away. They bring the illegal aliens in from Mexico. Let them vote. The Republicans are saying this is how we'll win. It's unbelievable. Here's this clip from Davos of the president of Iceland saying, how did we turn our economy around when nobody else could? Well, we didn't owe this debt. It was all the foreign bankers' debt they'd had their people sign on. They arrested the head bankers. It turned out it was all a fraud, just like in America. Most of the debt isn't ours. Let's play that clip.
Well, so far, the only bit of hope that's come out of this Davos conference this year is from the Icelandic president, who's standing alongside me, Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson. Mr. President, why are you such a beacon of hope? Why has Iceland survived where Europe has failed? What are you doing differently?
I think it surprises a lot of people that 4 years ago we were exhibit number one of a failed financial system. But now we are back on recovery with economic growth and very little unemployment. And I think the primary reason is that we were wise enough to realize this was also a fundamental social and political crisis. But above all, we didn't follow the traditional prevailing orthodoxies of the Western world in the last 30 years. We introduced currency controls, we let the banks fail, we provided support for the poor, we didn't introduce austerity measures of the scale you're seeing here in Europe. And the end result, 4 years later, is that Iceland is enjoying progress and recovery very different from the other European countries that suffered from the financial crisis.
That's enough.
But your policy.
And the key to the whole thing is 93% of the debt that they were told was theirs was actually foreign banks. So they just arrested the people. So that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to arrest them. The globalists have signed us onto their debt. But see, the globalists want our guns to make sure we're really their property to prop up their debt so they can hold us hostage, saying too big to fail. We fail if we tie ourselves to this bowling ball and jump into the ocean. Here's Al Sharpton on your Constitution and your guns.
I mean, if you look at the Second Amendment, it was that you would have militia to protect yourself in case the government came and attacked citizens. First of all, if the government were to come to disarm you, you would not be able to use an automatic weapon to defend yourself. Let's be serious. We're in a world of drones now. So the Second Amendment would not help you in that area. We're talking about people do not have the right to unregulated rights.
All right, let's stop right there. Yeah, there you go. You do not have the right to unregulated rights. Folks, see, it's all about the drone. By the way, the globalists couldn't hold Baghdad. They couldn't hold Afghanistan. That's another. But the left, because they're authoritarians, always says, we got the drones now. Listen, we're going to, you can't stand up against us. So forget the Second Amendment being for the government. We got more force than you now. No, you don't. And you don't have the moral right. And Al Sharpton is literally another gutter rat. Just like Chucky Schumer and all these other gangster scum. Do a little bit of overdrive and take your calls, but just amazing. We've got to turn off the technocracy and pull the plug on this thing now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, taking some calls here in overdrive. And I hear the stuff I'm talking about on this show, and it sounds crazy, but it's all admitted. I mean, the globalists are just absolutely conquering us, and they're running this hoax that Republicans now understand we need to be for total socialism and open borders, and that's what'll get a Republicans elected. Well, good. Who needs to get you elected then? It's all election fraud. It's all scams now. They just want to convince you to turn your guns in. I mean, we just got to wake up that we got taken over or it's all over. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great. I'm glad to hear it. Glad he took my call. I don't know if you're aware of the National Institutes of Standards and Technology's Freedom of Information Act that they just sued for. And they've been on YouTube for about 2 years, a little bit less, but I've been doing a lot of trolling and searching. And if you look up the CBS-Net Dub fires of World Trade Center between 340 and 410, you will see the streets of Greenwich and Barclay full of nothing but exploded automobiles.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the over 1,000 automobiles that got toasted. We've talked a lot about the toasted cars since September 12th when I noticed them. And I've talked about Building 7, the controlled demolition. I mean, everybody focuses on mysteries. Everybody loves a mystery like toasted cars. What about the police saying, get back, they're bringing 7 down, and BBC and CNN reporting Building 7 had fallen an hour before it fell into its own footprint? I mean, what about NORAD standing down? What about Panetta's testimony, Transportation Secretary, that Cheney ordered a stand down? What about the head of the U.S. embassies, you know, people saying they were ordered to let the hijackers back in the U.S. and that they were trained at U.S. military bases? What about Al-Qaeda being flown out to safety after the Afghan stage war? Just amazing.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, if you take a look at those videos, start trolling through them, you're going to see how those buildings were on fire for two or three floors, then not on fire for two or three floors. And as you get to the bottom, there was a CBS cameraman, and I believe his first name was Vince, that you should probably look up and find out what happened to him and get him on your show, because he'd be the first person.
Well, I mean, look. I mean, we already know what. I mean, look, The firefighters reported the fires were basically out in both buildings. There were people standing, waving their hands with a handkerchief for help, and then the column right next to them blows up. I mean, they blew it sky high. Criminal elements working with Al-Qaeda, so Al-Qaeda would take the blame, and they run the Al-Qaeda today. I mean, it's just, we keep just piling evidence on. The official story is totally ridiculous. And we know who had the motive. Roy in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Roy. You're on the air from Oklahoma.
Yeah. I'm calling because I believe in our amendments and stuff, and I ain't giving up my guns for nobody.
I hear you. Your phone's not working too well. Can you talk right into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work a lot better. Go ahead.
I ain't giving up my guns, or I don't expect anybody else to give up theirs. You know, the amendments and the Constitution is there written for us from years and years ago, and we need to stand up for it now.
I agree with you. We got to get aggressive, but here's the deal. It's not just that. It's taking our money for the drone. They got drone ships, drone police boats, drone submarines, tiny little drones that they're getting to watch us. They're spying on us without warrants. They're converting everything. Smart meters that tie into all our appliances and control them. I mean, this is diabolical. This is a science fiction movie, and it's about to get worse. We've got to wake up now.
Yeah, they're building drones right here in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma right now. Look like little helicopters for the police.
I know. It's just hellish. And everybody's a warrior, and the warriors are going to fight our wives and children. They're such tough guys. But they're all dead already, too. They're all taking deadly shots, drinking fluoride. That's why I can't even get mad at the stupid enforcers, because they're just walking dead, man. I mean, that's what I mean. We're so into this, so deep into the nightmare. How do you wake people up? That's why the globalists haven't killed me. It's all a big program, an experiment. And they just let me sit here, and they use me as like a radar ping. It's just all scientifically established. It's unbelievably diabolical. Oh, man.